Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, where it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Tremaine.
Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Let's get started. Let's get started living in the moment. Hallelujah. Today. Praise Jesus. Abraham Lincoln once said, "The best thing about the future is it comes one day at a time." And King David said in Psalms 118:24, "This is a day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Praise God. Thank you, Lord. The past is the past, and we have little control over tomorrow. But we have today, all day long. Trouble lurks when we get too involved in the past and worry too much about the future. But our God has plans for your life, and that starts today. So thank you for joining us today. And let's go. Let go of that pain of yesterday and the worry of tomorrow and live in the moment in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let's start today off with a prayer for the Holy Spirit here. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Just to praise, Lord, just to bless everyone that's listening, Lord. Jesus' name. Bless those, Lord, that are in their lives, Lord Jesus, that they're having troubles with, Lord, or that they're praying for, Lord. Just enhance that in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord. Let your presence be shown and known everywhere, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Feel that power. When we're calm, listen, living in a moment when we're calm, we're able to focus. Praise Jesus. And so the thing to do is to be calm and find ways to help maintain us. That way, you know, when the police are involved in something where it's a police chase, they're always calm. You see them, they're always just laid back and they're taking care of business, and the one that's running, usually the one that's running into stuff, because you stay calm in that storm and you can think clear. Jesus' name. And we get the best of life rather than letting life get the best of you. Life has so much to offer when we're not overwhelmed. We're not thinking about the next shoe that's going to drop. You know, what's going to happen next. If this happens, then they're going to shut that off. Or, you know, we get ourselves worried up too much about what may happen, and we ruin today because all of our thoughts are on everything that's overwhelming and that's approaches. Maybe it seems like that mountain that's too big for us to climb when we're forgetting about the Lord, hallelujah. But that mountain just seems too big to climb, and we let ourselves get just all balled up about it. And what if they do that? And what if this person does that? And it's just a never-ending thing when we're not living in the moment. Or thinking about the past and things that you can't change. You know, that you regret, that you wish that you could go back. But the thing is to do is to put that in the past and just let the Lord just take that from you and focus on now. Because now, right now, you don't have to sin. Right now, you can not sin. Right now, you can praise the Lord. Right now, this moment, you could listen to the Word of God that you are. Praise Jesus. Right now, you could have your Bible in hand. You know, at any time right now is when you can get something done. When you don't procrastinate. When you take care of business. But the more that we focus on the past, the more we worry about the future, the way things we wish they would be, we hope they'll be, that fills us with fear. And that fear, when that fear takes control, the devil, that gives him his chance to come in. Because we're off guard. We're not thinking about the Lord. We're not thinking about defending our soul, our spirit. Because we're afraid, we're caught up in everything. We're fear of what's going to happen. But to eliminate fear. Never be afraid of living one day at a time. Never let fear get you to where you can't do that. In Isaiah 41:10, he says, we know this, "Fear not. for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise God. You see what he said in there? He said, I will help thee. He will help you. No matter what you're going through, Jesus will help you. He wants to. He loves you. Because he doesn't want you to suffer. He doesn't want you to suffer on things that are unnecessary. Things that you could turn over to him so you can focus on the now and the present and yourself. Praise Jesus. We get so tied up into it. It affects our own body. It affects the way that our mind will even think. And we can't even think clearly. And the simple things and simple tasks we should be doing on a day-to-day basis, we let go. And we can walk right past a pile of clothes or dishes and not think twice about it because we're just so consumed in everything that's going on in our mind and trying to work it out ourselves rather than giving it to Jesus. That's the whole point of living in this moment. It's living for the Lord, living for Jesus. And each moment is a glorious moment when we focus on him. Praise God. When we look too far in advance, we get stressed. And being in control of your life and having a realistic expectations about what your day-to-day challenges are key to stress management. Don't get too, you know, we get stressed out because we have maybe unrealistic expectations. You know, I always said as a kid, the least you expect, the more you get. And that's really how I seen it. And later in life, I seen that someone wrote a book that way. And I was like, man, they took my idea. But it's really just a simple thing. You know, it's a simple process. If we expect all these things and they're not doing that and he should have done this and she should have done that, and you expect it all and you're just caught up in all that turmoil that's unnecessary that you really brought on yourself because it's just unrealistic expectations about your day-to-day life. And there'll be stress in your life at times. I've gone through something even recently that it took me a couple of days to be able to finally give it to the Lord. But that's the ultimate thing to do. We'll go through that cycle. We're not supermen, superwomen. You know, we're going to go through things. But we got to know that there's help inside. That we don't have to be caught in this. We don't have to set our mind into a trap to where we're always full of negativity and full of worry. So there'll be times of stress, but it's your choice. Praise the Lord, you have that choice. Whether you let it affect you or not. And how long you let it drag on, and does it keep you up at night? You have that choice. I like to have a go-to, in my mind, a go-to. So if something's overwhelming you, you switch to something else that you have a go-to. So it would be something preset that maybe I'm going to think about when I was baptized. And I'm going to think about when I received the Holy Ghost and just staying in that church and feeling an overwhelming Spirit of the Lord. So you have a go-to. So when things get too bad, too stressed and just taking you over, and you find that your mind is going that way and you keep saying, oh, quit thinking about that. Have that go-to thing, that good thing, that find that happy place, praise Jesus. Have that, find that place where you don't keep dragging things on, where you don't let stress just build up to where you end up in a doctor's office needing medication when that's okay, because some people have nerve problems and they need it. But a lot of times it's just we let everything get us so much into that big bound, into that big ball, and we don't see a way out. And that's where the devil wants you. He wants you to be distracted. He wants you to think about your problems. That's why Jesus said to give your problems over to me. Let me carry them. Let me take your burdens from you. Because he wants your mind to be open. He wants you to be at peace. He wants you to be able to not only praise him, but do his work and reach out to others. It's hard to reach out to others and help others when we're needing so much help ourselves. But if we turn things and we just turn it over to the Lord and say, it's yours, Jesus. And if it comes on you, just say, I gave that to the Lord. It's yours, Lord. And just pray and just believe. And he's there with you. Praise God. But we keep reviving things and keep going over and over till it practically picks us apart. And there's no way to avoid it. The more you hang on to something that's negative and negative, you're going to find that you're depressed. And you bring depression upon yourself. Now, I'm not saying that everyone that's depressed has brought it on themselves. but this it's a state of mind to where you accept things as there's no way out, or you say that yes, there is a way. Jesus, the King of Kings, this powerful God that we serve, He has the ability and the power for that little thing, that little flea on your shoulder that seems like a piano. It's just a flea flicks off when you turn to Him, praise the Lord. But depression, sadness, and stress, they impact your physical health. And God will never give up on you. He'll never give you anything that's too big that you can't handle. So you know that you'll get through it if you know that He won't give you too much than you can handle. You know that there's a light into that tunnel. The sun is shining, listen, just above those clouds. I say that when it's been gloomy for days on end and I'm missing the sun. You know, we need to have that sun on us and see that blue sky now and again. But days on end, I'm missing it. I just tell myself, you know what? The sun is shining just above that clouds. It's a beautiful day. It's that way, it's that power of choice, that choice of mind, where you decide to linger on something or give it to God, praise the Lord. Manage your stress knowing that you have the ability to choose one thought over another. The power of choice. Isn't that something? We can choose that one thought over another. When it's dominating us, it don't seem like we can. But you can if you just turn it to Him and you get your mind on something. Put your mind on something that's nice, a fond memory. Put your mind on the Lord of hope. There's all kind of things just to take the distractions away and to focus on the Lord. You know, when we get in that quiet place and we hold that Bible, even if you're not reading it, the Lord's ministering to you. It's something you don't even know it is ministering to you. You know, the measure of our peace of mind is determined by how much we're able to live in the present moment. The measure of our peace of mind. Not yesterday or last year, but right where you are, always. It's always right now. Right now, you can make a difference. Right now, you can be changed. You can be a different person. Put your foot down. You're living in a moment. Right now, you can do that. You can turn away from that thing that thorn in your side. You can turn away from that temptation. Right now, you can stop fighting against God's will. Right now, you can give it over to God. You can be set free. Free indeed, right now. Jesus, in a moment, hallelujah, praise God. That's powerful. And it is because it's so easy to get everything on us and we look to others for help. But He's right there for you. Jesus loves you. You are special. You are loved. You might feel like sometimes that the world is just dumped on you. And no one really knows how you feel. No one really knows how you think. But Jesus does. The one that matters. The one that counts. The one that will work everything out for you. If you turn over to Him. People could go their entire life and you see it. You'll look in a police blotter. And you'll sit in a court sometime. You'll see people with gray hair in there. For drunk driving. For kid stuff. 20-year-old people, you know, that are going through, 20-year-olds and teenagers that are going through, and you'll see someone in their 40s, 50s, 60s going through it because they've just never given themselves to the Lord. They've never had that focus. But you can do anything. You have the power to change any bad habit that you may have picked up along the way. If you focus on now, right now, telling yourself, now I'm doing the right thing. I can change right now at this moment. And the glorious thing about it is you're taking that first step. And when you do, in the name of Jesus, our Lord, He takes the rest for you when it comes to helping you. God gave you the power of choice. Choose to serve me or not. It's up to you. He only wants to be surrounded by those who love Him. Those who accept Jesus as a true Son of God. He gives you that power to be able to live in the moment. Too much of us worry about a lot of things all at once. And that's where anxiety comes in. It's everything bombarding us. And we allow yesterday's problems and the future's concerns to dominate our present moments. But not living in the moment can cause you some feeling anxious, frustrated, depressed, hopeless. But there's joy in a moment, praise the Lord. There's happiness. There's happiness in a moment because you're able to say, I'm alive. Right now, I'm alive. Right now, I am able. Praise the Lord. Think about times that you've gone through in the past that were worse, and right now you're out of that. The Lord took you out of it. Sometimes if we see that when we're going through something, if we just say, hey, you know what? Why would he not get me out of this right here, this situation? Why would he not find someone for me that's going to bless my life? If he's done it before, why would he not do it now? He wants you happy. You got to turn to him, though. That's the problem, is all these things that the Lord will do for you and wants to, you got to turn to him to receive the biggest part of that. He's always blessing you no matter what. The rain falls on the just and the unjust, but he wants you to turn to him. He wants you to pray to him, to speak about him. If there's someone that you're hanging out with and you can't speak of the name of the Lord, you can't talk about Jesus, you need to ask yourself, is that a person that I need to be around? Is that someone that's blessing my life or cursing it? If it's someone that's fighting the Lord, or maybe sometimes there's a project. There's project people of mine, friends of mine that aren't saved, but I'm there with them. And little by little, I'm interjecting things. I'm helping them. I'm doing things in the Lord and just with love. And you see them. Now one person that's been on my project is saying stuff about the Lord. And he's quoting Bible verses, and praise God, and that's coming from a long way off from worshiping another God, a God of lies. All other gods are gods of lies. Jesus is the only one that tells the truth. Jesus is the only one at the door. Jesus is the only way. And he loves you, and my goodness, what a reunion when we see him in heaven. You know what? He looks like us. We want to think that, you know, what God, what does he look like? Is we're made in his image. It's not going to look like an alien when we see him. We're going to see someone that loves us. Love in the eyes of looking at you like nobody has ever looked at you ever before. That's Jesus. That's his love. When we don't live in a moment, we tell ourselves that someday I'll be happy or I'll change, you know. But someday is not a scheduled event. It gives us a reason to be non-productive. And someday never arrives. Someday I'm going to do this. You know, even the best, greatest moments, and just think of maybe it's a team that you just love, you know, and they go to the Super Bowl and they win, and it's so exciting. But the day after, the next couple, two, 3 days, your team's already traded some players off. They're talking about the prospects of next year. They're talking about who's going to be the best team next year. And it's all gone, and the hype is gone. And you lived all season for that one moment. It came and it's gone within a day or two. All the excitement is gone. But we live in a moment for Jesus. That's something that's everlasting. Praise God. Someone that loves you. Everlasting. Never going to turn his back on you. Never going to leave you or forsake you. We miss out on life when we don't live for the moment. Now we can plan for the future. Okay, and we got to plan for the future. We know that nowadays in the world. Okay, so I'm not saying that. We need to set goals and have dreams that we can follow. But living in the moment allows us to be productive with our time. Our prayer time, our Bible reading, our family time, and saying yes to life. Yes to those things that aren't against God, that aren't against his will. Those things that will bless you. Those things will just lift you up and enhance you. Be a yes person. Someone wants you to go to church, say yes. Go, because there's something there for you. Praise God, there's someone there waiting for you, hallelujah, to bless your life in some way. God's people when they're saved and they're living for him and they got their love on their sleeve, there's no better crowd to be in. Praise the Lord, it's a wonderful thing. It's a soothing thing. The only time we have control over everything is right now. Now, today is the day that the Lord has made. Listen, the Lord said, he fills the heavens and the earth. His eyes are in every place. He says that where two or three are gathered, he's in the midst of them. In Jeremiah 23, verse 23 and 24, he says, "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Don't I fill the heaven and the earth?" He is here now, right here, right now. His Spirit is all around you. You know, those, whether you believe in him or not, he's there. His Spirit is all around you. And if you've accepted Jesus into your heart and made him the Lord of your life, then he is not just all around you, but he is inside of you as well, dwelling inside of you. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" What do you think about that? The Spirit of God is dwelling in you. And unhappiness and stress is there when God's there with you. It's there because you're not thinking of him. It's there because you're not turning your attention to him. It's there because you're not reading your Bible, because you're not having alone time with Jesus. It's there because you're not praying for others. It's there because you're not speaking about the Lord every chance you get. It's so much easier to think of the Lord, to talk to the Lord, and to listen to him when we realize that he is always there, always listening. So as we're living in this moment, know that Jesus, the King of Kings, he hears every word of your prayer, every plea. He's delighted by every praise. Praise him a lot. Living in a moment with Almighty God. Let's look at the evidence of living in a moment and in touch with the Holy Spirit. In Psalms 103:12, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed the transgressions from us. Your sins forgiven. The past not held against you." So don't find yourself holding the past against yourself, beating yourself up over the decisions that you made or words that you said to somebody and you wish you could take back. Forgive and forget and move on. Cherish precious memories that you have, but dump the junk. Get rid of it. Those things that cause you trouble, get rid of it. The Lord's taking you past it. Come on. He says, get up, pick up your cross, and come on and follow me. Follow me what? Happily, joyfully. Living in a moment, living for Jesus, living for joy. This smile. I mean, right now, because God loves you. Living with love in your heart. And tomorrow's distractions and yesterday's follies are far away. When we live for today, we glad and rejoice in it. Praise the Lord. Allow the Lord just to work on your spirit right now. Just let him come into you right now in Jesus' name. Be filled with him.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. And at the end of a storm is a golden sky with a sweet silver sun up above. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain. Though your dreams may be tossed and blown, with hope in your heart.
Think about that. You'll never, ever walk alone. Jesus is always with you. Put a smile on that face. Embrace the love that He has for you. Accept it. Take Him in. Just release all that anger, all that frustration, all that hurt. Just release it and smile. Jesus has got a day for you like no other. He's got love for you that no one can ever give. But He knows you. He knows what you're going through. And He's going to see you through it. You got to focus on Him. You got to live in the moment. Don't get caught up in everything else, all the distractions. Listen, next week is my year anniversary for Pearly Gates Ministries on Blog Talk Radio. I have been ministering for many years to a lot of people, and the Lord has taken me through a lot of things. And He brought me to this ministry, to this online, and it has grown from a year ago to reaching across the globe. And I don't know how many lives that it's touched, and it's not important for me to know any kind of number like that, but just that Jesus is working. He has a tool here to use. Praise God. You have a place to go to hear the Lord and to hear Him from the Holy Spirit. You have a chance to hear the word of the Lord from the King James Version. Nothing's been changed. Straight from what the Lord would say and not my opinion. But next week, I'm going to have Paul with me. That's Paul Butler. He just played this song. And I had him on a year ago. We're going to have him with us next week. Paul has survived cancer. When he first got cancer, one doctor told him he had 6 months to live. Another one was 3 months. And he went through some tough, hard times. But he made it through it, and he's cancer-free. I'm not even going to say how many years, I'd guess. But we're going to find out next week. And so if you know of anyone that's going through something like that, or you yourself, there's hope, because what Paul did is he turned it over to the Lord. What he did is he had that fear, and he was afraid. He was afraid, and he called me, and he had that fear, because everything going on, and he feared that he was going to die at that moment, having a heart attack of anxiety. Prayed for him, the Lord came to him and changed his life. Changed his life. Now he's healed from cancer, and that's God. He went through treatment. He did that also. But the doctor kept telling him, you're not going to survive this. It's just temporary. But now what that same doctor does is he has a picture of Paul on his desk to show everybody, look, you can beat this. He was the doctor of doom, Paul said before. But now he encourages everybody, encourages them that you can beat this and you can get past it. So if you know anybody's going through that, please listen next week. Paul is a very interesting person. He's very talented. He's played all over. He's been in everything. But the main thing is he turns to the Lord. He serves the Lord. The Lord is who his will, that's who his strength is getting through, and that's who healed him from his cancer. That's who kept him cancer-free all this time. And he keeps his eyes on the Lord when it comes to that cancer, hallelujah. So we're going to get a chance to hear everything he's going through, what the Lord's done for him. I'm excited about it. So everybody meet us next week, and I encourage you to shout out from the rooftops that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.